This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Back again with the Sue Free Show, and it's so good to be with you again. The weather's getting nicer outside, and I just love this time that I get to spend with you. If you've never tuned into this show before and you want to connect with me at a deeper, better level, there is a website. It's called the Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and you can go on there and listen to podcasts of previous shows. You could go on to KKLA 99.5, click on Listen Live, and listen from the comfort of your home, and I'd love to have you do that. So as we go forward, you don't know what I'm going to talk about yet because I haven't told you, and that's okay. Just if you hear something that you want to share, don't worry about it, and don't fret, because you can share this information with them through podcast, which is so wonderful that we have that available to us right now. So when I'm preparing for the show, I always, you know, pray about it, and I'm saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to talk about today? What is happening? And a lot of the times I use my own life experiences or people that come to me, whether at work or personal life, and they're struggling with something. They're struggling something, and they're looking for hope or answers. And it's really great because I use this forum to talk to those people, but also I know that those people aren't alone. And there's sometimes in my life where I feel like the struggles that I'm facing or that I faced were mine alone, and that I was there and I was struggling through these all by myself. Nobody else could be feeling what I'm feeling, and nobody else could be going through what I'm going through. And that's such a lie because, you know, we're in this together, and we need to help each other out and encourage one another and pick our brother up when our brother stumbles and love on them. Because that's what God tells us to do, is to love our neighbor as thyself. So how do you do that? How do you love on your neighbor? Well, you have to listen. You have two ears and one mouth. You have to look. You have to use your eyes so that you can look for opportunities to serve. So over the last couple of weeks, there's been people that have come into my path that are burdened or feeling stuck, feeling like they just don't know what to do. They don't know why things are happening the way they are, and they're just not sure what to do next. They're not sure what to do. And, you know, I know personally that there's been times in my life that I have felt like this. I felt stuck. I felt like I didn't know what to do. And it's, you know, I would pray, Lord, just give me the answer. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Just tell me. And sometimes, you know, he doesn't just come right out and blast you with something. Somebody will come in your path, or, you know, something happens to where it gives you a clue. But you have to be aware. You have to be asking the Lord to show you, and then just be open to whatever comes up, because it might be something completely different than what you were planning or what you were thinking. But what I find most of the time is that, you know, he meets us where we are. The problem is that we don't get ourselves up. We need to mobilize ourselves. We need to get ourselves up. And I have books that I read that give me encouragement. And one of the books that I'm going to read from you right now, I just want to read something to you from this little book that I have. It's called, the title is Mobilize. A Man's Steps Are Directed by the Lord. And that's Proverbs 20:24. Rudy Giuliani was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 2001, and the reason seemed quite clear. In the aftermath of the horrific attack on our country, he gave directions to save the city where the twin towers of the World Trade Center once stood. It seemed right to give him an award for clarity and compassion under pressure. He mobilized millions when the impact of his personal losses would have immobilized many. What do you do when you lose a job, a dream, hope? Do you freeze? Are you unable to move, think, or function? Maybe you spiral downward into destructive self-pity. I recommend you take steps to make your disappointment and pain work for you. These emotions have energy behind them, so direct them into something positive in your life. Over 50 times in the Bible, people are told to get up. So do something, anything. Clean the house, mow the lawn, gather friends together to pray. Go help someone. The possibilities are endless. Start with the easy tasks and work your way to those that are harder. Get up. If you spiral down, you only compound your loss. If you move amidst and through your situation, you can turn your disappointment and pain inside out. It's the first step in the right direction. Josh Groban wrote, "There's no half singing in the shower. You're either a rock star or an opera diva. So which are you?" And I just thought this was so great and so appropriate right now because of the people that have come into my path that, you know, they need to just be in motion. Nothing happens without motion. And I learned that later on in life. But I do know that as I move forward and I do something, that things happen. I thought it was interesting that it said get up. Because in my own life with my accident, with my leg, with a metal plate and 10 pins and not sure if I was going to walk, and definitely it's a miracle I'm dancing. And the song that I'm going to be competing with, that's my belief that I will be back on the dance floor and I will be competing. And the song that I want to dance to is called Get Up, Get Back Up Again by Toby Mac. And how appropriate is that? It's because we have to in our mind believe and we have to just make ourselves move. So for those that are in a stuck situation, for those of you that don't know what to do, just get up. Okay, so that's the first part of this show. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. Or you might be listening down in San Diego to our other Salem station, KPRZ, 1210 AM. Welcome to all of you. I am syndicated. I do go from San Diego to San Luis Obispo. So welcome all of you. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. And the way you can do that is by going to Soufree, spelt like fries, oneword.com, and become a member to my email list. And if you have a request, if you have a need, there's people that contact me that way and let me know, you know, what the show meant to them. They let me know what they're struggling with. They ask me to pray for them. And I do all of those things, and I do respond back. So don't think that you won't be responded to. You will. So just contact me. I would love to hear from you. I really would. You know, when you're on the radio, you can't see the faces that you're talking to. I know that there's people out there because people contact me and let me know that they're there. But for those of you that are listening and you want to make contact, please do so. I'd really appreciate it. Another part of this reigniting, that's my word for today, reignite. Let's reignite. Let's get back into the game again. Let's get off of our you-know-whats and get up and get going, okay? So in this little book that I have, this title is called Habits That Strangle. Do you have a habit that could be negative, that could be causing ill effect? And if you do, we all have them. Let's not say if we have them. Of course, we have habits. And you know what I've found, and it's really irritating to me, is that when I am irritated by another person or something another person is doing, you know, when I really get irritated, I will take a look in the mirror and I'll go introspection. I'll go into me and I'll say, do I do that? 9 times out of 10, actually 95% of the time, I would say that, yeah, I have that same, I'm not going to say quality, but that same irritating habit. And so what I do at that time is I make a mental note of it and I say, you know what? I'm going to change that. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be aware, because that's part of it, is being aware. And I'm going to be aware of this and I'm going to stop this habit by being aware, first of all, and then changing. Because we have the opportunity, we have the option to make changes and choices. And some people might not like that, but me personally, I love that I never make it. I am never everything I'm going to be. I'm not. Not on this earth. Okay, so I'm constantly evolving, constantly changing. And you, if you love life, you are going to enjoy and want that journey. You're going to want to encourage that because it's going to change you. And my favorite verse is in Psalms 139. And it says, search me, O God, and know my evil, any evil way, and pluck it out. And I'm paraphrasing. But search me and know me, and if there's any evil way, pluck it out. And isn't that what we're talking about right now? If there's a habit that can be a negative to somebody else, if we were causing a bad feeling to somebody else because of us not being courteous by not letting someone speak without interrupting, that's one of mine that I'm working on really hard right now. Whatever it is, you know, if you talk over somebody, if you don't say, excuse me, when you burp, I mean, something as simple as that, but it can be offensive. So let's look at our habits. And sometimes, you know, those people closest to us, they're the ones that will let us know what those irritating habits are. And we might not want to listen to that significant other or that person that's closest, but those are the people that really know. And I think we should be taking heed and we should be listening to those people because they are helping us be better human beings. So listen and then do something about it. Don't just listen, but hear. And then do something about it to make a change. Habits that strangle. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. That's Psalm 34, 12 through 14. A strange species of vine known as the matador grows in South America. Roughly translated, the Spanish word matador means killer. This plant has certainly earned its name. The matador begins its life growing at the foot of a tree. At first, it looks like a harmless little plant. But as it grows, the matador relentlessly winds its way around the tree, makes its way to the top, and slowly strangles the tree. When the matador reaches the tree's top, it bursts forth in flower as though celebrating its kill and crowning himself victor. Many habits in our lives are like the matador. They seem harmless at first and grow slowly, but left unchecked, they're dangerous. Is there a matador-like habit winding its way around your life right now? And then there's a little thing at the bottom. It says, first we form habits, then they form us. Conquer your bad habits or they will conquer you. And that's by Dr. Rob Gilbert in 1946. I'm just sharing these little tidbits with you because I think they're so perfect and they're so right. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. So let me ask you a question. What are the things in your life that you are most passionate about? I'm giving you a minute to think about that. What are you passionate about? And the reason I ask you that is when you're in a rut, when you're stuck, when you feel like you don't know what to do next, when you just don't know what to do and you're overwhelmed with emotion, you're overwhelmed with disappointment. I know I've been there. I've so been there more than once. On a good note, I will tell you that going through those just helps you know just what you're made of. It helps you know who's there with you. So just know that, you know, you don't really appreciate the good times unless you have some bad times. And sometimes blessings come through our bad times. There's a song like that I love called Blessings, and I just love that song. So again, I ask you, what are the things in your life that you are most passionate about? Next question, if you were to ask other people what your greatest gifts are, what do you think they would tell you? Go ahead and ask them. No harm. Just ask them what they feel that your greatest gifts are. And then thirdly, how can you use your God-given passions and talents to achieve some specific divine purpose? The best way to get out of a negative situation, the best way to change direction, the best way to feel better about who you are and what you are and what you're here for. I know that I had that question. I asked that question so much. God, why am I here? It's got to be more than this. Why am I here? Please tell me why I'm here. And by answering these three questions that I just asked you, it's going to give you a little storybook. It's going to give you a direction. And you need to pursue these things. And when you do that, it's going to make you get up. It's going to make you have purpose and motivation. Now, just answering these isn't all the answers. It's just the beginning of motivation. It's the beginning of being ignited or reignited, because sometimes we're halfway through life and then all of a sudden, man, we get this huge thing that happens and we're going, wow, I was going this direction and I thought this was the way I was going. And all of a sudden, everything that I thought was isn't. And now what? Now what? I don't know where you are in your walk. I don't know where you are in your life. I don't, but God does. He knows right where you are. He knows every thought that you think before you think it. Isn't that amazing to think that? But it's true because that's what it says in the Bible. So if that's true, we can lean on him and we can ask him. And he says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you, to those that love him. So is that you? Another thing I've learned, just on a side note, is relationships happen by spending time with. It's difficult to have a relationship with someone if you don't spend time with them. Because what do you have to do? You have to get to know them. Really know them. Not just their name and maybe what their favorite color is, although I know some guys that don't know like the colors of their significant other's eyes. I find that sad. But really, really, really getting to know likes, dislikes. Getting to know what makes them happy, what makes them sad. All of those things are so important to the future of any relationship. And that goes first and foremost with our Heavenly Father. So how do you get to know him? You have to get to know him by spending time with him. And how do you do that? You learn his word, you read his word, and you hold his word close to your heart. And memorizing is really great, because when you want to have a scripture come to you, when you're memorizing, it helps you be strengthened in maybe a weak time. So to be proactive and to have those memorized in your mind and in your heart, that, you know, renewing of your mind, that it helps you get through a tough time, because it helps you with your belief in your faith system that you know he's there. If you don't have that and you don't have a relationship with him and you're struggling, what's holding you back? What's holding you back from reaching up? What's holding you back from looking up? What's holding you back from speaking up? What's holding you back from getting up? You. Not him. You. Ouch. So you have a decision to make, because God gave us freedom of choice, and you have a choice right here, right now, to accept him or, you know, take that leap of faith and just ask him to come into your heart, come into your mind, come into you and help you with this trying time. I know it's not easy, and I'm not making light of whatever situation you're going through. I'm really not. I have people close to me that are struggling so hard, and they want the joy of the Lord. These people know the Lord, and they love the Lord with all their heart, but they're still struggling. And I know the struggle is not easy, but he says, come to me and your burden will be light. The joy of the Lord be your strength. So have faith in that. If you don't know the Lord, then you're stopping you from knowing him, because he wants you. He died for you. And you don't have to know everything. You don't have to be everything. You don't need to change a thing. I have people that don't understand that you don't have to stop doing something in order to be received into his kingdom. You don't have to stop cussing. You don't have to stop drinking. You don't have to stop whatever it is you're doing. You don't have to stop first. What you need to do is ask him in your heart, and he'll give you the strength to do what he wants you to do. But you don't need to clean up your act first, because, you know, all of us are sinners. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But he still loves us. Isn't that wonderful to have his grace? I'm just so thankful for that. I am so thankful and grateful for that. So now I'm going to give you a few tools. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about reigniting your life. We want to reignite your life, and we want to not get stuck. We want to get out of being stuck. And how do you do that? By getting up. Just get up. And then to have a path of, once you get up, then what? So we're talking about that. So I have this book, and it's by Matthew Barnett, who has the Dream Center, who's a young guy full of God's love and a servant heart. And he's doing mighty things. Well, God's doing mighty things through him. Things that you wouldn't believe in a million years that, you know, a person could do, because it's not him. It's God through him. He's just an open vessel, and he's asking to be used, and he's listening to God's voice. And it's happening. So spiritual thoughts, material things is a part of this book. And this was Matthew Barnett's book, and I'm just taking some pieces out of it because I want to help you here. Number one. God has hardwired into each of us certain God-given passions. These God-given passions are the things that excite us, motivate us, and bring us enjoyment. It may be sports, building things, some moral or social cause, learning the arts. Each of us possesses a unique combination of God-given passions. God gave us those passions to point us towards a specific purpose and enables us to fulfill it. So those are the questions I was asking you to ask yourself and others, because you need to know what those are so you can move into those. And once you do that, you're going to find joy, and you're going to be more motivated. Number two, God has given us a unique set of talents. So you've got passions and you've got talents. These God-given talents are the things that come naturally to us. For some, it is the ability to sing or teach or an athletic ability or some mechanical insight or understanding. Some people are incredibly artistic, while others have a natural ability to dream of what could be. The way to know you have a God-given talent is that you are better at it than you should be for the time and effort you have put into it. The youth who picks up a basketball and right from the first time he touches the ball, he's above average at the game. Or the young lady who captivates all by her singing and yet has never once taken a voice lesson. I had a friend in college who had never taken one piano lesson, yet he could sit down and play the piano like he had been taking lessons all his life. He could not read a note of music, but if he could hear the music, he could play it. Have you met anyone like that? God has given each of us a unique set of God-given talents for a purpose. Number three, God has planted within each of our hearts some God-given purpose. Ask him to reveal it to you. Ask him. He will. This God-given purpose has some divine, eternal intention for which we have been created. I'm not talking about a general purpose like worshiping him or living a godly life. These things apply to all of us. I'm talking about some specific purpose that he wants us to accomplish for him with our lives. When you find something to do with your life that is fueled by your God-given passions, utilizes your God-given talents, and accomplishes a God-given purpose, you will find what I call the fire within. Engaging in this activity will bring complete fulfillment and will leave you totally energized. It is like when you hit the sweet spot on a baseball bat. You hit a home run. Now, do not think that in order to find your fire within, you need to go into some full-time Christian work, become a pastor, missionary, or Bible college professor. Obviously, those are worthy life purposes for those whom God has given the passion, talent, and calling to do those specific kinds of ministries. If you do not want to die with your music still in you, then I encourage you to discover what God created you for by identifying your God-given passions, your God-given talents, and your God-given purpose. Find something you love and are gifted to do that will fulfill a calling and have an eternal impact. In so doing, you will indeed discover your fire within. I love that, discover your fire within. We all have one, you know. But some of us, because of the life we've been living or the thoughts that have taken over our minds that are negative, not positive, our fire's getting snuffed out. Is your fire getting snuffed out? We want to reignite that fire within you. God wants to reignite that fire within you. And I'm trying to give you the tools and the thought processes in order to help you reignite that passion, that fire, so that you can be all you can be for God and for those that you love. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
Back again, and thank you, Ecola, for all you do. We were talking about reigniting and getting back up. And what I said before the break was really true, that, you know, you don't need to change anything, you know, right now. If you have not received the Lord and you don't know, don't have that relationship with Him, all He wants is for you to make that decision, and He will help you do the rest. So just understand, you don't have to clean up everything before you receive the Lord. He's there to help you with anything and everything that you're going through. I have numerous books, and one of them is called Women Helping Others. And I'm going to read a couple things for, it's one per day. And I just pick these up and read. And so many times it so applies to what's going on. First one is, this applies to any job or profession. If it doesn't get you excited, keep looking. That was from Elizabeth Terry. Either do what you love to do or choose to love what you are doing or change what you're doing. Life is too precious to waste in disappointment and boredom. And the next day was, nobody sees a flower, really. It is so small. We haven't time. And to see takes time. Like to have a friend takes time. And down at the bottom of that says, time is one of our most important assets. Are you spending yours wisely? This moment can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. Since you can only spend time once, invest it carefully. And I really, really believe that people that are very, very sad, and they're sad for a long, long, long period of time, we do have to feel our emotions and allow our emotions to go through their time. But there comes a time when we have to get back up and we have to get back on. And when people are in that state of depression and just sad all the time, you know, I have to let them know, look, time is precious, and learn from it. And then let's get back up and let's get back on. Let's move ahead on this. Otherwise, you can stay in that for way too long. And then what happens? It's very hard to get out. So another thing is, never lose sight of the victories and the landmark experiences that God grants you. And Roland is with me, and Roland is my producer, my engineer. He's always with me and supports me like nobody's business. I mean, he just is always there. You know, I had a cough in my throat, so he went and got me hot tea. And I'm so grateful and thankful to have Roland supporting me. So, Roland, thank you for being on the show with me today.
Thanks, Sue. I appreciate it.
You know, I've had people in the past when we've been on the show, and they say, I really like it when you interact with him. You have a really good dynamic between the two of you. So I asked you at the break, and I said, Roland, is there something tugging at your heart that you'd want to share, that you'd want to say? And he said, yes, there is. And so I'm going to let him take the mic.
Well, thanks, Sue. Well, like I was sharing with Sue, the whole concept of reigniting in our family, we had just experienced a loss in our family last year, and it was hard because it was our son that we were expecting, and that was a difficult time in our lives. And I mean, we went through all the emotions. We were upset, we were sad, we were upset with God, and I couldn't figure out what we could really do at that point in terms of, okay, what do we do? Where do we move from here? And truth be known, my relationship with God was a little bit, I'd say it was a partial relationship. It's that I allowed God in my own mind to do certain things. Lord, you can handle this, you can handle this, but there are certain things, well, you know what, just leave it to me and I think I can do it. But as the saying goes, when man plans, God laughs. And when we went through that hardship, I came to the realization that what I try to do or what I try to control is really not under my control. It's really under God's sovereignty. God has everything under His control. And at that point, I just realized that, and I surrendered my life to God again. I rededicated my life to God again. And gosh, it's been so significant for me from that point. I mean, yeah, how do you find a positive out of a loss like that? I don't really know how to explain how you find it, but when you have a relationship with God, you're able to see that. Because if I didn't have a relationship with God, I wouldn't see the plus of that. And with God and with the support of my family and all my friends, we were able to just overcome it. There's a piece of scripture where Paul is asking God to remove something from him. And that didn't happen. God allowed him to go through that hardship, and it made him stronger. And with all that being said, yeah, you have to reignite. You can't just stay in that one low spot. It's that you have to get up and move forward. Because, again, in Philippians, it talks about Paul talking about forgetting what is in the past and moving to what's ahead. And that's what you have to do, listeners. You have to move on. You can't stay in the past and say, well, it was because of this, dot, dot, dot. That's in the past. We can't change the past. We can choose to change how we see the past, and we can use it as a teachable moment. That's how Frank Pastore would always tell me on the show. He said, that was a teachable moment right there. And from our lives, we have teachable moments, and from those teachable moments, we move forward. So for those listeners that think, well, until X occurs, I can't give my life to God. Well, what's holding you back?
Thank you, Roland. That's awesome. And I love it that you shared that, because that was intimate and that was personal. And, you know, I really appreciate that. It's really important to be that way, to be transparent and let others in, because when you do that, you get the healing you need, but it also helps other people realize that they can be honest and it's okay. This book from Matthew Barnett, I'm going to keep going with that, The Cause Within You, and it says, what have I learned? And it says, you will encounter the urge to quit many times. Get over it. Quitting is not an option. Always be prepared to give it one more day. The urge to quit is strongest just before breakthroughs occur. Those are the times when it's most important to stay focused and committed. Pursuing a cause is difficult. Cut yourself some slack along the way. God does. If you truly believe you are working in partnership with God, trust Him. Avoid burnout. Work hard at pursuing and fulfilling your cause, but have a life too. That's one a lot of ministers and pastors don't have a chance to do. When you have discouraging times, review the landmarks and victories that make the cause worth pursuing. And that's what Roland was talking about. Those teachable moments, those lessons learned, is the words I use, is lessons learned. It's so important. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, or our other Salem station, KPRZ, 1210 AM. Your cause was made to consume you. When it does, you become like the sun, a blazing ball of energy that illuminates and brings life to a world of frozen hearts and souls. I love that. I thought that was so great. When people contact me on my website, Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com, they ask me, or they tell me, that they love it when I refer to scriptures because they're trying to learn more scriptures and they love to hear the scriptures. So I'm going to give you some of my favorite scriptures that are, they relate to what I'm talking about. Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. So isn't that exactly what we're talking about right now? He'll show you which path to take. Isaiah 1:17, learn to do good, seek justice, help the oppressed, defend the cause of orphans, fight for the rights of widows. It's even telling us what to do here, the orphans and the widows. Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is a really good, I love all scripture, but this one, Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. He knows the plans He has for you, listener. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. He will listen. If you look for me, meaning God, wholeheartedly, you will find me. You will find Him. That's Jeremiah 29:11-13. Matthew 7:12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here's a really good one, Matthew 19:26. With God, everything is possible. Everything, not some things, everything is possible. Aren't these great scriptures? I love these scriptures. Matthew 23:11-12. The greatest among you must be a servant, But those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Now there's one. We all need to be servants, meaning looking for opportunities to help one another, looking for a way to serve. In the business world, I always say, look for a need and fill it. In ministry, look for a need and fill it. It's a really good thing to do, and it does get you up, and it could be the thing that you were purposed for, God created you for. Look for a need and fill it.
Yeah, because God has given you so many different talents, and sometimes we don't share those. And there's a parable in Scripture that talks about the one that has one talent, the other one that had two, the other one had five. And, of course, the one with five went and invested those talents, and the talent that they're referring to was a monetary value of a talent, and he doubled those talents. And then the second person who had two talents went out and invested those and doubled those to four talents, while the one that only had one decided to just bury it. Now, are you burying a talent because you feel that it may not be adequate or it's not good enough? Think about that for a minute. What talents are you hiding from maybe friends or family or just in general? What talents are you hiding that are really quite surprising if people really knew that about you?
That's very good, very good. And that goes right along with Luke 12:48. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. Luke 16:10 also goes along with the talents, is if you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. So the Lord's looking at how you handle what you've received and how you handle that. And if you handle it properly, he's going to give you more. And if you don't handle it properly, then you're probably not going to get more because he trusted you with little and you didn't do much with it. So that's a really good biblical principle that can be used in the workplace, in the home life, you know, your personal life, everywhere. If you do well with little, you will receive more. So think about that when you're making decisions every day, because we have choices, don't we? Every minute of every day. And what we do with those choices have an outcome. They have. My mother used to say that, you know, you have a choice and you'll reap the rewards or suffer the consequences of whatever you decide. And that is such a good rule of thumb. And I remember her voice. She's in heaven now. And I just remember her saying that, Susie, you know, you have choices in life and you will either reap the rewards or you'll suffer the consequences for your choices. And isn't that true? Don't we all?
I mean, I deal with the basic choice of just waking up in the morning and either getting up when that alarm goes off or pressing the snooze button. I mean, I don't know about some of you, but I'm not a natural morning person. But getting up at maybe 5:30 in the morning or 5:45, that's a little hard. I mean, I don't know what your family structure is like, but I've got quite a family at home, got a little one, and trying to get up at 5:45 some days just isn't working. But I know that if I don't, I'm going to be late for work. And I mean, that's just a basic choice. I mean, we all have much more complex choices. I know Sue has an array of choices she has to make in a given day running E-Cola. So I can't imagine what that's like. But there are some choices you have to make as well.
Absolutely. Every minute of every day is a choice. And, you know, hopefully we have the guidance of the Lord and we ask his input and to direct our paths and our thought processes so we do the right thing. And you know, we don't always do the right thing, do we? We don't always do the right thing.
No.
But if we're quick to say, I'm sorry, I messed up, you know, the forgiveness is there. But yeah, if we don't do that and have that humble pie, eat that humble pie and,
right,
you know, that humility, then what happens is people stop believing,
yeah,
and having faith in you as a person. So it's really important that if you make a mistake and you find out you made a mistake, that you quickly make that as right as you can.
Yeah, you have to take ownership of that mistake that you made.
That's right. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, or our other Salem station, KPRZ, 1210 AM. In this book, I have this little book. It's called God's Little Instruction Book for the Workplace. And it says, I think the one lesson I've learned is that there is no substitute for paying attention. And then Proverbs, it says, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. And I'm finding, you know, as I'm going forward, is that just following simple directions seems to be very difficult for people. They just to follow simple directions. It's amazing to me. And then I ask myself, I say, okay, was I not clear? Do I need to clarify this? How do I get this person to understand what it is I'm asking and in what time frame and whatnot?
Right.
And I did have a show about expectations, and being clear on expectations on both sides is really important. But just simple directions. And in school, they say they've done studies, and it's very difficult to get people. You're a teacher, Roland, so you know. You know, you need to turn your homework in tomorrow. And how many of the children would say, I don't remember hearing that, or my dog ate it, or whatever. You know, they didn't all follow directions, did they?
No, and it was unfortunate because I had gotten it to the point where I'd have the entire month scheduled. Like, you knew when your tests were, you knew when your homework was due. And, I mean, as a teacher, and probably got some teachers listening right now, you've heard the circuit of reasons as to why the homework wasn't done. And in my classroom, when I'd have a student say, you know what, Mr. Wiley, I didn't do my homework. Okay. That's it? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
What else is there?
So consequences are? Lesser grade.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. Another book I have, that Women Helping Others, I just want to read this. I believe you rarely achieve more than you expect. Whether we realize it or not, all of us put limitations on our own abilities. Great expectations equate to great achievements. But if the vision fades, if we stop believing, then so do our chances for success.
Hmm.
Keep believing, and you will continue to achieve wonderful things. And that goes along with that fire, keeping that reignited, is that you have to have a belief in something. You need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in those around you, your purpose in life. There has to be a belief system somewhere that keeps you going. I remember, you know, when I go to hospitals, or I'll have somebody ill, or I'll go visit somebody that's struggling. And there's some people that make it, and there's some people that don't.
Right.
And the nurses will say, well, what was the difference between that person? Actually, this person had less of an ailment than this person. So what made it that this person pulled through and this person didn't? Well, the person that didn't just stopped believing. They stopped believing. So how strong and how powerful is our belief system inside our own bodies, our belief system of what we believe in? It's pretty amazing, the strength and the fire in us and what we believe in. So, again, I'm saying to you, this is what this show is all about, is to reignite you, to get you going again, to get you revved up, to believe in yourself, to believe in those around you, to believe in the Lord. And that he's there for you, to believe in you, to get you back up, to get you in motion, to get you going again, so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. And no matter what setback you've had, no matter where you are in your life, no matter where, there's somebody that's worse off than you, and there's people that are better off than you. And there's some people that are struggling with the same, almost same thing as you are.
But isn't it also what you make of that
situation? Attitude. I was just going to go with attitude. We're right on track, you and I, because attitude is everything.
Mm-hmm.
We can teach skill, but we cannot teach attitude.
No.
And your attitude will determine your altitude.
Exactly.
Isn't that true? I love that. Yeah. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, or our other Salem station, KPRZ, 1210 AM. Your attitude will determine your altitude. So what is it that you want to accomplish? What do you think God wants you to accomplish? What are your goals? What are your purposes? What are your talents? What are your gifts? And just get up and start moving. Just start moving in a direction. And no matter where you are, whether you're stuck, you're in pain, you're hurting, if you need to talk to somebody, make sure your choices of who you talk to are it's clear. We want to make sure that you get the advice that you should be getting. Seek Christian counsel. Don't just seek counsel, because you can always find somebody out there that's going to tell you what you want to hear. But you want people to tell you what you need to hear. So make sure that you're being wise in your counsel choices.
Because the thing is that however you think will determine what you do. If you're thinking that you'll never get out of it, it'll never change, well, how do you change it? Well, you have to change your attitude first, because everything else is really contingent. It's dependent on how your attitude is. If you're thinking it won't change, yeah, you're absolutely right. It will not change. Even for students that have difficulty trying to learn, it's that they need to be encouraged to get out of that stinking thinking. If you don't change that stinking thinking, you will be forever stuck. Change the attitude of your situation. Be the change with your attitude in that situation,
and you will see change.
So with change comes risk, because sometimes it's very difficult to have change. It's risk-taking. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, Hebrews 11, 1. I'm convinced that life without risk isn't much of a life. There's a certain comfort in predictability. But it's the kind of comfort you don't find when you're moving and growing. It's the comfort you find in hibernation. If you've followed sports or been around athletes, you know that an athlete regularly stretches his muscles to the point where they burn. Otherwise, these muscles become inflexible, unresponsive, and easily fatigued. The same is true with your soul. It must be regularly stretched. Failure to do so gives you comfort in the short term, but ultimately leaves you emotionally and spiritually unfit. Connecting, loving, and pursuing dreams all require risk and energy. Yes, you'll be stretched to the point of discomfort. Yes, you may experience some hurt and disappointment, but these are far better alternatives than the loneliness, the boredom, and quiet desperation that accompany a life without risk. It's like the saying, it's better to have loved and have lost than never to have loved at all. It's the same type of thing, and I really agree with that. You've got to go out on a limb sometimes because that's where the fruit is. That was Will Rogers. Isn't that great?
That's
you have
cool.
to go on a limb because that's where the fruit is. I love that.
I mean, I'm thinking about risk. And I mean, you think about the risks that you take in a day-to-day. And I would rather have tried and failed in my attempt than to have failed to try at all. Think about that for a minute. I'd rather have tried and failed than to have failed to have tried at all. I mean, you're watching people go by you and they're accomplishing things and you're sitting there saying, wow, I wish I could do that. What's holding you back? What's stopping you? The only thing or person that's stopping you is you.
Self-pity in its early stages is as snug as a feather mattress. Only when it hardens does it become uncomfortable. No one feels sorry for those who feel sorry for themselves. Self-pity in reality is only a rationalization for failure. Don't waste your time having pity parties. Don't blame others or circumstances for your problems. Choose to learn from your mistakes and use that knowledge to help you attain your goals. The next page says, I am born happy every morning. Each day offers a new opportunity, and with each opportunity comes renewed hope and happiness. Rejoice in it and be glad. So that's the end of our show, and I'm hoping this is giving you hope if you're feeling hopeless. I want to see each and every one of you reignited, get going, get back up again, and let's just make this world a better place. You and me together, we're going to make it happen. So God bless you and be a blessing to someone each and every day. Bye-bye.
Child, you're forgiven in love. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.